Hello, Gold members. It's Kit Grant with another monthly audio CD interview. This month, I'm pleased to have on the phone Patricia Morgan, an author, speaker, and expert on strengthening personal and workplace resilience. She presents to thousands of people each year, lightening their load and brightening their outlook. Well, that certainly sounds positive. Welcome, Patricia.
Thank you, Kit.
Excellent. What we usually like to start off by doing is having our guest, that would be you, tell us a little bit about your business. I'll turn it over to you.
All right. My business is called Solutions for Resilience, helping people discover they're stronger than they think, because oftentimes when people come against some kind of adversity or challenge, they often go into some kind of disorientation, question mark, falling apart, falling on the floor, and that's all perfect and right. We have some strategies, some coping mechanisms that are available just as easily as on the internet or at a good counselor's office, but that's what I offer in my workshops and keynotes, are solutions for resilience.
Excellent. Great. So we're going to start. I mean, the simple question that comes to mind when I saw it first, actually, I'm going to talk a little bit more about your book later, but when I saw it, everybody, I would think, has their own definition. What's your definition of resilience? What does that really mean?
Well, resilience is actually the ability or the capacity to cope or and bounce back, recover from events in life. They can be all the way from what I call everyday adversity, you know, like the dishwasher not working, to major change, loss, mistakes, setback, and sometimes the poor behavior of other people, and some days the poor behavior of yourself.
Oh, okay. So I would think that, you know, that's something that happens to everybody from time to time, that they have certain setbacks in their life.
Exactly.
So what you're talking about is the ability to get over that and move on, right?
Yeah, they're called coping skills.
Ah, okay. So how do we deal with that? So why you? Well, what qualifies you as an expert?
Yeah, right.
There's a nasty question.
Number one, I'll tell you just quick a little bit about my own personal history. For a woman that's written 8 books and has a master's degree and was a therapist for years, still do some counseling out of my home. I failed grade 7. I dropped out of high school. And it was with trepidation at the age of 30, I did some coping. I went and got myself back on track with my capabilities and went back to school when I was 30. And that's one example. And also through an adopted daughter who has, turns out, fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, and 2 grandchildren that also have some brain impairment through fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. I've had a number of challenges in my life that perhaps the average person doesn't have, but many, many people do. And again, I needed coping mechanisms to have a child of ours, especially when I was considered myself a very good mom at one time, an early childhood educator, a family therapist, to have a daughter in out of jail for 11 years and collecting 40 convictions. A lot of times I really questioned my capabilities, but got back on the road. She, by the way, is caring for her children now in Calgary, clean and sober, and with supports, because she does have a disability that we didn't know about years ago, is doing well. That's number one. Number two is I have the degree.
That's enough for most people. Holy
okay,
my.
Holy smokes, yeah, I know.
Okay.
Number two is I do have a degree, and I was a therapist for close to 15 years, helping other people cope with a variety of life challenges. And the third, which I'm most proud of course, is the book, which we'll get to. For 5 years, I asked women in my audiences, what has been your worst workplace experience? How did you cope, and what did you learn from it? I had my mentor, Dr. L. Siebert, who is a researcher in resilience, support me in this project, and I do have a book with 35 strategies and 27 tip boxes of coping strategies.
Okay, well, thank you very much, and goodbye.